I'm Susan DiGiulio, and this is Green Under Pressure. The 2018 midterm elections are coming up fast, and especially after the recent UN IPCC report, stopping climate change has got to be a top priority for selecting candidates not just to vote for, but to support in districts other than your own. Since 2013, a mighty little super PAC called Climate Hawks Vote has been working to elect climate hawks, politicians seriously committed to fighting climate change, in races all over the U.S.
We look for candidates who soar above the ordinary rank-and-file Democrats, and we look for candidates with a certain fierceness about them, where they're not afraid to pick fights with what I call the climate ducks, as in Democrats who duck the issue of climate change. We go into primaries. We're picky about who we endorse, and I have to note that we win our races. In 2016, we won 8 of the 10 general election races in which we endorsed. We are not afraid to take on the DCCC.
So who are the climate hawks that RL's organization is backing in this election cycle?
Kara Eastman was one of our victories, one of our early victories in Nebraska, taking on the DCCC-backed candidate. She's won her primary. She's going on to hopefully win in Nebraska in November. We've endorsed Kevin DeLeon for the United States Senate against Dianne Feinstein. We were one of his very, very early endorsers, and I'm very proud of that. Kevin DeLeon is California's fiercest climate hawk. He is the guy who literally wrote the bill for 100% renewable energy in California by 2045. And we feel very strongly that he is the person who best reflects California values at this point. In addition to that, I like Sean Casten running in Illinois 6. He's running out and out on proving that you can be a total energy geek and nerd in a very smart, well-educated district where being a nerd is probably not a bad thing. And he's running as a climate hawk against a guy who is a climate denier, and it's a very, very winnable, flippable district, the kind of thing that Dems need to do to take back the House. I like Mike Levin down in California's 49th. I like Debbie Mucarsel-Powell in Florida 26, and a district that is ground zero for sea level rise in Miami. I like Elaine Luria on Virginia's, it's basically the Navy district. I like Deb Holland in New Mexico running on 100% renewable energy.
We asked RL if there's anyone out there speaking about environmental justice.
Rashida Tlaib in Detroit. It's the old John Conyers seat, if you know your districts by members of Congress. And she's running as an environmental justice advocate. Deb Holland, and her name is spelled H-A-A-L-A-N-D, is in New Mexico's 1st District in Albuquerque. And she is going to be the first Native American woman ever elected to Congress. And we're really excited about having that unique voice in Congress to speak out, because Native issues turn out to be so intertwined with fossil fuel extraction issues, as we saw with the Dakota Access Pipeline fight. I think that having her in Congress would lend a really, really powerful perspective. We try to look for races that are flippable and not necessarily the easy races. So we've backed Jessica Morse in California's 4th district, which is commonly known as the Yosemite district because it covers the Sierra Nevadas that we all love. And that district has been represented for years by a Tea Party guy who's never seen a tree that he never wanted to cut. His solution to everything is log it and dam it. And he's representing Yosemite. His name is Tom McClintock. He doesn't even live in the district. And Jessica has proven to be a terrific fundraiser, and she's tapped into a lot of frustration and anger in that district.
But what if you aren't in a district where climate hawks are running? RL had this advice.
First, don't vote for the deniers. By and large, that's the Republican Party. And secondly, do vote for the Dems, but don't just vote for the Dems. Get involved. There's always that chicken and egg, or hawk and egg, if you will, question about which comes first, the movement or the leader. And we would like to think that leaders will lead the people, but the truth of the matter is that leaders are born from movements. And so be a part of the movement. Ask your politicians to pledge not to take money from the fossil fuel companies. Ask them to get involved on climate change. Show up at the town halls. Show up at the debates. Ask them. It's really simple. Have you read the IPCC report that says we need to get our act together, we need to make massive changes in our way of life? And if so, what are you going to do about it? And if you haven't read it, here's a copy of Global Warming for Dummies.
Climate Hawks Vote has lots of online resources to help you make decisions and to get more involved. Their website is climatehawksvote.com. This has been Green Under Pressure, a Flatlands Avenue production. I'm Susan DiGiulio. Please interact with us by name on Facebook and on Twitter at green_pressure, and go vote.